Amen. Take your Bibles tonight, turn with us, if you would, to the 45th chapter of the book of Genesis. Pray for it just for a few minutes. We'll see what God has us to say tonight. And I can't do nothing without God. Covet your prayers tonight. I know I've run into some men over the years that they would think they could do it, but I'm going to tell you something. Can't none of us do it without God. Thanks the presence of the Spirit of the living God. I know who the preacher is. And when he comes, I know that too. He gets right by. Bless God, I know when he shows up. Amen. So if you would, 45th chapter of the book of Genesis, and stand with me, please, just for a moment for the reading of God's word. I want to honor God's word tonight. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Thank God. I'm not going to read much tonight. 25th verse of the 45th chapter of the book of Genesis. The word of God said, and they went up out of Egypt. Of course, speaking of Jacob and all his family. And they went up out of Egypt, came unto the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. He is governor over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted. We believed them not. They told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will go and see him. Amen. You remember last night, I think I touched on that a little bit, how that when God wrestled with Jacob, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. You notice in this scripture right here, and I said last night, there's two men. There's an inward man, there's an outward man. Amen. Outward man may not believe. The outward man may not want to do. But if you'll follow Jacob's life after God wrestled with him, God changed his name. You look at the many times, and when it said, and Jacob said, and Israel said. Now look at this scripture. He said, Let me just read that whole thing up, three verses. He said, and they went up out of Egypt and came out of the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted. He believed them not. They told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. When he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father died. You notice he said, and Jacob believed not. But in 25 he said, and Israel said, it is enough. Hallelujah. You may be seated. There's a vast difference between that outward man and that inward man. I won't try to preach tonight just for a few minutes. God being my helper, and I want you to pray for me tonight. Have you ever understood preaching? Sometimes it seems like you're way up here on cloud 9. Sometimes you're on cloud 5. Sometimes you're on cloud 1. Sometimes you don't know if there is a cloud, but I know the word of God is always so. I won't try to do my best tonight to be faithful to the word of God. I won't try to preach tonight out of this simple thought. He is alive. I'm glad tonight, hallelujah, that he is alive. This is not about me. It's not about you. But it is about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive. It ought to thrill our souls, I believe, when we realize, and if God's youngins would really realize, that he is alive. I mean, really, he's alive tonight. He's not a dead God. I thought while this somebody was testifying and singing here a minute ago, I believe it was this dear lady that's playing the piano, singing that song, and if I could touch the hem of his garment, I'm glad to report to you tonight the word of God says that he can be touched. Yes. Hallelujah, with a feeling of our infirmities. Oh, yeah. It's not no maybe so. He can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. I'm glad tonight that Jesus Christ is alive. Yes. Now, lots of times at my church, I wonder if they really know that. I don't know how it is around your church, but sometimes in my own life, I may not act like sometimes that he is alive. Way down deep in my soul, I always know that he is alive. There's probably not a greater type in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ than Joseph was. He came into the world, and Jesus came into the world that men might have life and have it more abundantly. Satan tried to destroy him and thought he had done so. And the enemies of our Lord thought that they had done so. They thought, well, we've got him now. He's a goner. He's dead. But on that third and appointed morning, hallelujah, I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ arose just like he said he would. Hallelujah. It was he that said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And he arose just like he said. And when he appeared, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I'm alive. Can I remind you tonight, he still is alive. Amen. He got up to die no more. Hallelujah. He's exalted tonight above the highest heaven. And God has given him a name above every name. He is alive. Hallelujah. I ought to think you're running fit. Every now and then, every child of God, when the devils are fighting you and hell's a popping, you ought to remind your spirit and your soul, when you can't even feel it, he is alive. Hallelujah. That ain't got nothing to do with I feel like it or not. He's still alive. There's times I don't feel good, but he's alive. There's times I don't look good, but he's alive. There's times situations get rough, but he is alive. I said, he's alive. Hallelujah. Jacob said he didn't believe it. Outward man said, I don't believe it. But when he heard the words, what I like it right there. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ got up, remember what the angel said? He said, remember what he said unto you. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. When he was still with you. Yeah. Here's a time to let them know. Remember the word of God. If we as God's youngins would remember God's word and really let it stir our hearts, we'd rise up and say, he's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's alive. Yeah. Preacher, ain't you discouraged? Why, no. Hope all the people in my church don't quit, but if they ever wouldn't quit, he's still alive. Yeah. If they ever wouldn't get the pooch mouth, he's still alive. Right. I've been blessed where I'm at. I've been there 30 years. I mean, our deacons, they never fought. I've never fought with them. We've never had any real bad situations that God didn't take care of. But even when things don't go right, I'm glad, hallelujah. Ooh, he's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. Put old John the Baptist out yonder on the Isle of Patmos. For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yeah. They said, we got you right where we want you now. Now we've got you shut up. Yeah. They forgot one thing. Yeah. They forgot one thing. He is alive. Hallelujah. Yeah. On that Sunday morning, on the Lord's day, something took place. Yes. John said, I heard a voice. Amen. And I found out who it was. You know what? He found out he is alive. He already knew he is alive. Every now and then, I get in rough places. I'm glad he can come by. Hallelujah. Walk into my circumstance. Walk into my situation. And I leave there saying, he's alive.
Thank you, Lord. Right, preacher.
He's alive. You know what I like about that? Word of God said he showed him seven golden candlesticks, type of the seven churches of Asia. He saw from Ephesus all the way down to the land of sea and hour, probably the one we're living in. But you know what he said about this one that was alive? He said he was walking in the midst too. Amen. Seven golden candlesticks. Amen. We might be living in the land of sea and hour, but he's alive. Amen. He's still walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Every now and then, he takes a stone, gets across my heart, my spirit. His Holy Spirit says, I'm alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did say, because I live, ye shall live also. You know what the greatest need I see in most of the places I go is God's children and God's church walking in such fellowship that they come into the house of God and in their spirit and in their soul, before anybody has to try to pump them, they raise their hands and say, he's alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I talked with him a while ago. He walked up where I was at. He's alive.
Yeah.
I've had him show up to me when I was up on a ladder painting. I've had him show up for me in many different places.
Yeah.
He's alive. Joseph's alive. Joseph, what are you doing here? Jesus, what are you doing here? God's plan was being fulfilled while Joseph was there. Where did Joseph come from? The Bible teaches us his father sent him on an errand.
Yeah. Amen.
He came from Hebron.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Place of fellowship. That's where Jesus came from. His father sent him on an errand.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He was with perfect fellowship with God the Father. But God said, I want you to go check on him. Amen. He came without grumbling and without complaining. When was that decision made? For the foundation of this world.
Amen.
Amen. Before there's ever a sinner and a Savior, hallelujah.
Yes.
He's a lamb slain. But before the foundation of the world, left the place of fellowship to come where we're at.
Amen.
I've got to rest. So Joseph left the place of fellowship.
Yeah.
And he came to Shechem. What's that? Shechem means a shoulder. He came, left the place of fellowship to shoulder the burdens for his brethren, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He left the place of fellowship to shoulder my sins and your sins that we might have victory. Hallelujah. We might have peace. We might have revival. Do you want it? He's alive. I refuse to sit down. Let the devil.
Amen.
He's alive. Where did he find him at? Didn't find him at Shechem. Found him at Dothan. Signifying the law.
Yeah.
He came. Found them at Dothan. Found them where they were shut up under the law.
Yeah.
Jesus came. Found us shut up under the law.
Yeah.
With a judgment hand of God on us. But he came to me. bondage.
Right.
Yeah. We ain't gonna want nothing to do you. That's what happened to Christ. We don't nothing to do Christ. We don't want him. Fool him. Away with him. Yeah. Let me tell you something. They never fought in the plan of God. Little did they know. That's why Joseph came. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Little did this world know. That's why Jesus came.
Amen.
And they said, we are killing him. We're crucifying him. Oh no, they didn't kill him. They didn't crucify him. His own father. Amen.
Yeah.
Let him go to Calvary. He could have stopped it.
Amen.
But hallelujah.
Amen.
He came into this world so there could be corn in Egypt.
Yeah.
There could be sustenance down here
yeah.
in this world. You say, preacher, did it work? Oh yes. I 1971. I've been alive ever since.
Amen.
It's all right. Look at me every now and go like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tell them that to church. Sometimes preaching, you can feel hell fighting. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yes.
I said if you can't shout. Raise your hand. If I'm telling the truth, at least look at me and go.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad he's alive. We'll survive because he's alive. And not a greater type of Jesus than Joseph. The word Joseph means he shall end.
Yeah.
Now, Pharaoh gave him a different name. You know what that word in the Egyptian language means that Pharaoh gave him? Savior of the world. Didn't realize it. Hand of God was everywhere. Jesus Christ came. He's the Savior of the world. He told his brethren, you did it for envy. You did it for hatred. But God sent me here. He did it for good. Amen. He came. Thank God that there might be bread in Egypt. We might not perish. He's alive. Hallelujah. Every morning when you get up, if you ever get up this morning and don't feel good.
Yeah.
I bet the rest of you dear saints didn't raise your hand and pray for the rest of us fools, would you? Have you ever get up this morning and don't feel real spiritual?
Sure, sure. You're right.
Oh, you ain't raising your hand, but I know you your arms just messed up. You. You get up and you don't feel real spiritual. When you run into circumstances, you don't feel real spiritual. When you run into situations and you don't feel real spiritual, it ain't got nothing to do with your feeling. It's got to do with your faith. It's got to do with knowing and believing. He's alive, hallelujah. And he cannot lie. And he's for me. And listen to me. Listen to this. If he should have been against anybody, it should have been them. Sold him into bondage. Been down there for about 17 years in a mess. Amen. It didn't affect his loving heart. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came into this world for one thing. He was rejected and spit upon. But it didn't affect his loving heart one bit. That's what he came for. Father, what shall I say? Save me from this hour. But for this hour came I into the world. Amen. He that you know sin, came sin, was made sin. Might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. He came into this world. There might be bread, corn, sustenance in Egypt. Hallelujah. You guys with me? In this scripture. Say, preacher, why are you preaching that? Because that's all God gave me.
Yeah.
If you'd have given me something else, I'd have preached it. Look right here. Speaking of Jacob, and they told him, saying, Jacob is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed in God. They told him all the words of Joseph.
Yes.
When he saw the wagons,
yeah,
which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Then that inward man kicked in and said, he's alive. I'm going to go see him.
Amen.
When he heard the words, you know what's wrong with a lot of Baptists?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going about this church.
Yeah.
I'm talking about mine.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what, not mine, but the Lord's where I pastor.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with most of my people, most of my Baptists? They can tell you every curve in the mall.
Yeah.
They can tell you every thing coming on the television, see?
Yeah.
Time, day. When you go talk about the Word of God, they don't spend much time in it.
Right.
It's the Word of God where we get our strength.
Yeah.
They ain't coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen, the Word of God. When Jacob heard the words of Joseph, his spirit revived.
Yeah.
And the inward man said, he is alive. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the Word of God that'll give you strength. It's the Word of God that'll get you. You don't believe it? Cut the TV off for a month. Stay in the book. You'll come in here and say, he's alive. He's alive. You'll tell that Sunday school teacher, you'll say, be quiet a minute. I got something to say. He's alive. He's alive. I know what I'm talking about, buddy. Amen. Listen.
Amen.
When he heard the words of Joseph, wait just a minute. I was looking for glasses, got them on.
Yeah.
You get old like me, you do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I went all over the house one day looking for my glasses. All over the house looking for my glasses. If I hadn't come by the mirror, I'd have never found them. I had them on. I looked in the mirror and I thought, well, you big dope, you got them on. Look over here. Verse number 4 of this chapter. Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. They came near. He said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves. You sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land. Yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to what? Preserve you, a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a what? Great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt, all over the world, he said. Jesus could tell you today, I'm Lord of all over this world. Obama don't know it, but I'm Lord of Washington, D.C. Putin don't know it, I'm Lord of Russia. Amen. China don't know it. I'm Lord of China. I'm Lord all over this world. I am Lord. Hallelujah. I'm king of all. What they're doing, I'm just allowing them. That's my father. That's mine. How about yours? I'm one of them brethren. Listen. Verse number 8. So now, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh. Verse number 9, haste ye, now listen. And they told Jacob what Joseph had said. He said, haste ye and go to my father. And I want you to say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. By the way, if you study that, that's the best part of Egypt.
Yeah.
That was the best part. I'm glad when God saved me, he put me in the best part.
Amen.
Ain't nothing no better nowhere.
Right.
And thou, isn't it sad that God's placed us in the best part and given us all these promises? We can't rejoice and have victory and peace in our hearts. Amen. Now listen to me. Knowing he's Lord. And he looked here. He said, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me. Thou and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. Thou will I nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. You shall tell my father of all that might go in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen. You shall hasten, bring down my father hither. He fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. Then you know the story. They went up to Egypt. He said, you tell my father all the words I've said. He told his father, when they didn't believe it till they told the words that he said. And when they told the words that he said, what about that? He is alive. He said to me to come down there. He'd give me the best of the land. He would nourish me and take care of me, my children, my family. Great God, why shouldn't I be happy? My Savior's alive, and he's gave me the best of the land. He's nourishing me and giving me promises. And you know what? I believe.